Heard my calf and my pride.
Coach McCarthy always talks about stacking success. How important is it to go out there and continue to do so and get two straight wins for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't won back-to-back games this season. That's frustrating. You know, it's just about consistency. You know, that was a good game for us offensively last week, but, you know, it doesn't really mean a whole lot unless you can get on a roll here and put two, three, four, five games in a row where you're playing like you want to on offense. So it's going to be about, you know, doing the things that we've done here in the past to be successful, be consistent, situational offense, and not turn the football over.
When's the last time you were sidelined in the regular season for a practice session?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. So just getting older, taking it smart.
What is it about the domes that you particularly like? You always seem to perform really well.
Great, consistent weather, probably. And I used to say my shoes, my special shoes I get to wear. But, you know, it's just we've had success in various places inside with controlled weather. We're a team that made a lot of plays in the passing game over my time here, and we seem to play really well on fast surface.
Randall had his first 100-yard receiving game of his career. He's obviously getting more snaps this year, but have you noticed just a steady improvement from him since his short career?
Yeah, if you listened to my radio show yesterday, you would have heard some lavish praise on Randall. It's not going to be his last 100-yard game, I can tell you that much. He's a big-time player. Really conducts himself the right way. I mean, you got to appreciate his maturity, his class, the professionalism that he exudes. He really takes his job seriously, and he asks the right questions. He sees the game through a quarterback's eyes. You know, I mentioned yesterday the comparison to Greg Jennings when Greg came in, just the mature route running skills, the fact that he wasn't arrogant, but in the locker room you could tell that he belonged, and he felt like he did. He had a confidence in himself, and Randall has been that guy since he got here. So we love having him here. He adds a lot to our offense, and we're just going to continue to give him more opportunities.
You said his quarterback through a quarterback's eyes. Do you think having played that position in college helps him at all?
I do. I really do, because I think he understands soft spots and zones and kind of understands the timing that a quarterback has to have when he's got to get open. Different routes, you know, may be a little different than they're drawn on the paper at times when they're on the field, because you have to make sure that you're breaking at the proper time when the quarterback can deliver the ball, you know, on time. And he does a great job of really understanding where he's at in the progression, and the time clock for me, and when he's got to get open by.
Aaron, is James Jones playing like a number one receiver? Not that you guys label receivers as such, but is he playing like one?
Well, I'm just going to say that I hope we can hold on to him for a while. I've said that in the past, and we're fortunate to have a lot of guys who play at a high level in that position group, and he's playing really well, making the most of his opportunities, making me look good in the process. So got to appreciate James the way he's playing right now.
How tough is it going to be to top somebody's performance?
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. you know, to throw six touchdowns, a lot of stuff has to come together. You have to, you know, kind of stall at times on your runs inside the red zone. That it adds to it. You have to make the most of some opportunities. You have to have some guys break some tackles and guys make some great catches. You have to have the line protect them well enough to get off six passes. So a lot of stuff came together. Was glad to be able to tie Matt Flynn's record and move forward.
Early this season looked like Seattle had taken a step up in their defense. Are the Rams one of those teams, and if so?
Yeah, I think so. They're very well coached. I think they've played a little bit quicker at home, which is natural because you're going to get that extra kind of half step from the crowd noise. But they got a good pedigree to have a good defense. They can cover. They have guys that get after the passer really well. And, you know, when you have a middle linebacker like Laurinaitis who's playing at a very high level, that kind of brings it all together. So they got the right guys in the right places. And I think they're primed to really just continue to take off under Coach Fisher and with the young talent that they have.
Similarities to what he did in Tennessee?
I think so, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think he probably is looking to maybe get you know, one more guy along the way, but you know, Brocker's a young guy inside. He's going to be a real big time player in this league for a long time, I think. And Laurinaitis, like I said, is one of the top guys. Janoris Jenkins is a young player who's playing really, really well. So they have the guys in the right spots to really not only be a good defense now, but in the future, be one of the top in the league.
there's obviously going to be fewer questions about this team after a win like that, but how do you keep the chip on your shoulder that you seem to thrive on sometimes?
Just don't forget about what was said before last week.
Do you think you was that lost at all through all the success of this team and yourself personally, that the chip, because now everyone believed in you as opposed to perhaps not?
Not for me.
In general, in the NFL, how hard is it to stick it? If you're going to get in the red zone, how hard is it to stick it in the end zone? Obviously, you guys are pretty good at the Rams. Yeah. Kind of struggle in that area. So
it's tough. The windows get smaller. The timing gets quicker. You got to make sure you're very decisive. We'd like to talk about touchdown, checkdown. Been a lot more touchdowns than checkdowns this year. We've been kind of heavy pass to run and made the most of our opportunities. So it's about getting a rhythm down there and having some calls that you really like. I mean, Mike and Tom do a great job of giving us a lot of different looks in the red zone that we feel comfortable and confident are going to be potential touchdown plays, and we've made the most of them.
Aaron, can you talk about Alex Green, what he added to the offense last week?
Yeah, I think he ran the ball really well. You know, he's got a good running style. He's downhill. He gets extra yards after contact. I think he ran the ball well enough to give us balance last week, and I think he's going to continue to get better. For him, it's just about confidence. It's about getting reps in the game, getting carries. I think he was coming off probably the most carries he'd had in Indy, and then he had 22 last week. So the more carries he gets, I think the better he's going to be for us, and the more confident and the more great runs he's going to see.
How Simon sure was he, Aaron, for you guys at pass pro?
Real good. The running backs have always been coached really well here, and you always appreciate those guys and their knowledge of the game and their approach. I got to give John Kuhn credit for that, because I think it starts with the oldest guys in the room and the example they set. John has always been so assignment smart in this offense. You just can count on him, and it ensures him a job every year because he knows what he's doing. He knows what everybody else is doing. And there's times in games where he's correcting me out there, and I call him Captain Corrector sometimes. But it helps having John be so assignment smart, and he's really kind of passed on his knowledge, and we've come up with a kind of a cheat system back there to make sure we're always on the same page. And Alex did a great job, and obviously John kind of sets the example for that room.
Was that the best the offensive line has played this year so far, both in running the ball and pass protection?
No, I thought they were pretty good against the Saints. I mean, I barely got touched that game, so the way I felt Monday and Tuesday after that week was pretty awesome. But no, they were great. I mean, you look at the sacks, I stepped into one, and the other one was kind of a botched play where I was trying to throw it outside of Jordy. So they did a nice job, gave me a lot of clean lanes, kept their hands down for the most part, and should take a lot of confidence out of that week.
No huddle is important to your offenses team, I doubt. Your best no huddle drives in Houston Sunday night or other games, and how much of those drives have been lost because of penalties on either side of the ball, other things are going on?
Yeah, I mean, the no huddle is something that, is not going to be our every down, every series offense, but it's good for a changeup. And I think Mike did a great job of really making some good calls within those series. And, the plan last week was very simple, and it put a lot of emphasis on doing your job and clean plays with not a ton of adjustments, relying on us to win the one-on-one, whether that was up front in the battle, O-line against D-line, or whether that was receiver against DB or tight end against linebacker. They expected us to win those matchups, and we did. Mike put us in good situations, and we were able to execute.
Thanks, man.
You talk about playing with a chip on your shoulder. How much do you need that, or is it a nice little bonus when someone gives you something to?
I've always enjoyed that, and it's something that's fortunately been a part of my career since I was a young player. And I think you got to remember where you came from and have that perspective, and it's always helped me out at different times.